Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. Got a good one for you today because none of this is going to help. It's not going to stop anything. It's not going to make things better. We're just going to continue down to the abyss. Okay? Please like the video. Please subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I want to get right into it. David Rosenberg is the famed economist. And great article out of Business Insider today talking about how David Rosenberg was quoted as saying that this 50 basis points cut that the Fed just did a couple days ago is going to do nothing. It's not going to help the economy because so many things are in trouble. And what it's done is it's also pointed out the fact how bad things are right now. Now, first things first, guys, you have to look at the commercial real estate problem that we have. How bad it is. Every week on this channel and others' channels, you hear people talk about wonderful things like, let's just start with the restaurant closings. You've got restaurants that are going out of business left and right, and that's no big deal. Well, think of all the vacant spaces. This is not, 10 years ago where, oh my gosh, there's a vacant space. I wonder what's going to take over that spot now. No, it's done, guys. You're not going to see those places get rented. And you still have mortgages on these buildings. You still have insurance. You still have to maintain those buildings before somebody moves in to either fix them up or, take them the way they are. That's not going to happen. What Mr. Rosenberg also talked about was the problem with real estate in general, how it is off right now. And when real estate is this bad, people need to look at that and accept that that sector all the way around has got a problem. Now, here's the thing. People sit there and go, Dan, things are great in North Carolina, Wichita, Kansas, Iowa. I get all these, messages, but overall, they're not good. You know they're not good. You've got all these properties right now that are sitting on the market longer and longer and longer. I had a friend of mine who reached out where his neighbor died, passed away. And the kids, over the last, 2 months, have been talking to my friend and said, one thing is, she loved you. You're such a good neighbor. You're always nice. Older lady, what you should do is take care of people like that and help them out because one kid lives here, one kid lives in LA, one kid lives out of state, and she didn't have access to it, but Tom would take the trash cans out and just be a nice person to her. So before we sell the house, we really don't need money, but we just want to sell it and make sure everybody's happy. So he made a deal to where he could buy this house. That's unique, guys. You're going to be able to save money, take a house as is, not use a real estate agent, and go from there. That's rare. Mr. Rosenberg is talking about name a sector that is doing well right now. Seriously, name them. Repossessions, evictions, divorce lawyers. The negative, guys, the negative that I hope nobody ever has to go through. Business Insider slammed him and said he's been calling for a recession for 2 years. Guys, if you think things are good right now, you're kidding yourself. Things are so bad. And you have to look at this right now. Do everything you can to save money. Do everything you can. If you need to buy something or want to buy something, get a deal on it. Work on that. That takes time. I had a lot of people from my last video write me about the job situation. I'm telling you this right now, guys. If you're going to go out and look for a job, go out and do it differently. Do not do Indeed, LinkedIn. Don't kid yourself. Don't tell your wife, hey, I sent out 8 resumes today. I really did a lot. You didn't do anything. You haven't done anything. You're part of thousands of people that are looking for a job right now. You've got to do things differently because this economy is differently. Is different than it has been. In most of our lifetimes, it's different. So with that being said, you have to accept the fact that things are bad. Laguna Beach, people, wedding pictures, people walking the dog, walking the tide pools, just a beautiful spot. But it's not going to make a bit of difference, guys. Yes, you're going to see some real estate prices go down. You're going to see better deals. Things start to get closed again. But I'm telling you, mortgage brokers, we should do the mortgage broker channel, where you just sit there and explain to people, because they lowered interest rates in the fives doesn't mean you're going to get a mortgage in the fives. That's what you got to understand. Cars going to pay high interest rates, just like you did 2 weeks ago. The lies from Business Insider and people like that saying, oh, you're finally going to see some relief for people getting credit card interest. No, you're not. Not at all. It's not going to happen at all right now. So let me know what you guys think about this. David Rosenberg, I've talked about, and he is somebody who has, he didn't get it right. He's saying it's still going to happen. We're not out of the woods. If you guys think that this economy is good with all these stores going down, you're crazy. Think about this one. Laura from Connecticut always sends me great stuff. She just got the promotion for Big Lots. Look at this, guys. Black Friday starts early at Big Lots. Oh, honey, let's go get some Halloween decorations. Let's get some gifts at Black Friday. The same day, story below, Big Lots announces they're going to close 300 more stores in 19 states. What Black Friday? I don't even know where the hell there's a Big Lots in California that I can go to right now. But hey, don't worry, Black Friday starts Black Friday starts early, baby, okay? So thank you, Laura, for sending me that, because that was solid gold. But guys, look at this. Look at what is happening. Look at what has happened to the auto industry. The greatest video I saw lately is that when you go to the auto auctions, you're starting to see people that are getting rid of their cars and losing their cars to repossession earlier. 12 months, 15 months, crazy things like that. My brother was in a CarMax the other day and talking to, you know, people, hey, what's the story? How many cars you guys selling? Can you believe CarMax sells some, you know, the one in Riverside County sells 600 cars a month. Isn't that crazy? That's a lot of cars, guys. But financing, guys, it's the financing. Oh, people getting good deals? No, 29%. 29%. Everybody qualifies at 29%. So you think this is good? You think this is a great economy? You're kidding yourself. Let me know what you think about this, because you haven't seen anything, guys. And what we are in right now is a recession. There are pockets around the country, and Mr. Rosenberg said you have to admit that we're in a recession in different markets. Now, you can sit there and tell me how great it is in your individual market, but overall and globally, there is a problem. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Think about this, guys. As the economy gets tougher and tougher and tougher, you have to look at what people are buying. The country Poland has bought so much gold that over 20% of their capital reserves are in precious metals. 377 tons of gold right now. That is crazy, guys. What do they know? They're protecting themselves against what's coming globally, and you can too. Call Patriot Gold today and get yourself into precious metals. It's very easy. Call them at 888-330-1431 today. Find out about precious metals in your retirement, 401ks, IRAs. Check it out today. Plus, Patriot Gold sells silver too, guys. The most undervalued asset on the planet Earth. The industrial uses, huge. Get yourself into silver. They can help you with that as well. Call them today or use the link below, 888-330-1431. Contact them today. The CEO of Nike is calling it quits after just 5 years running the company. How about this one? How much business does Nike do? $39 billion a year in business. Shirts, shoes, you know, sweatshirts, all that stuff. Isn't that crazy? $39 billion. Now, Elliott Hill is going to take over for him. Here's the wild thing. Elliott Hill's been with the company 39 years. There's a lifer for you. But will this turn the company around? Does this motivate you to go buy a $65 t-shirt? Isn't that crazy? So you're going to see more and more disruptions, to say the least. Progressive Insurance, you know, Flo and the motorcycle people and all that stuff, they just announced that they're not going to write any more policies in Texas right now. And it's going to affect 11,000 policyholders. And this is the beginning. This is where it starts, just like they did here in California. Once you do this, it's just a matter of time until you start limiting more and more business in different sectors. But again, what's the big problem with Texas? What problem do you have with Texas other than depreciating prices of houses? So to sit there and say that there's some huge problem, I don't see it. A friend of mine I talked about lives in Louisiana, and they, you know, they dodged the latest hurricane, but you know, a week later, 19 tornadoes whipped down the street. Within 3 miles of their house, a tornado just came down, touched down, completely devastated houses, people were destroyed. That, I understand, oh, we're not going to write any more policies. It's going to be more and more difficult to get insurance right now. And I love you insurance agents that write me. I love the real estate agents that write me and say, hey, oh, don't worry, the government's going to step in. You really believe that? Again, health insurance, auto insurance, you know, it's ridiculous. That's the other thing, is that with everything that's going on in the news right now, if you've been in an auto accident lately and you run into somebody who's uninsured, you should step up your insurance and try to get more coverage right now, because it's a real problem right now. So let me know, guys. Correct me if I'm wrong. Share your thoughts on this stuff. But you're seeing more and more people right now that don't have insurance. Here it's a crime, supposedly, in California, if you drive down the street. Would they arrest me if I didn't have insurance? You bet. They'd cuff me and they'd perp walk me for not having liability insurance. But it seems certain people can come in here, get into accidents, and they let them go. So we all pay for that, guys. But who pays for the insurance debacle that's Texas now? Why is that a problem? Let me know. Let us all know. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. Do not forget that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live that you can sign up for at iallegedly.tv. So many of you have done it. We're trying to post videos there every day, but it's the stuff we can't talk about here, okay? So I hope you enjoy it. Check it out today. First things first, you know, for those of us that don't know anything about crypto, there is another guy that just got arrested doing a crypto scam, Malone Lamb. Now, Mr. Lamb spends his time between LA and Miami, and what he would do is he was tricking people out of their passwords to the tune of $230 million worth of cryptocurrency. Wow. Just such a huge amount. Now, here's the thing, and my accountant told me this where the party's over, is that so many people go out and they are getting access to different accounts, transferring it from here, 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 and here, thinking that they've outsmarted the IRS, and Mr. Lamb got caught with a $230 million scam. They're going to find you. They're getting better. These guys love to look for this. The nerds love to look for, how are they cheating us? Let's figure it out. They're going to find you. So those of you that have bought and sold cryptocurrency and haven't declared it, you have a huge problem on your hands. Massive problem on your hands. Okay? So with that being said, final two stories come from here in California. Good old Governor Newsom. Now, he just said, issued two different statements. First one is, I've got great news. You're going to be able to put your driver's license on your Apple wallet. It's going to be a new secure program. I wouldn't put my driver's license on anything on my phone. Would you guys do that? No. Not going to buy it yet. Final story is, he had a sit down, Governor Newsom did, to talk about how great business is here in California and to talk about the growth. Only problem is we've lost SpaceX. I'm just the ones I'm thinking off the top of my head. Chevron, don't forget those guys, they're leaving too. And Twitter. But hey, business has never been better. And you need to come to the greatest economy in the world, sunny California. Okay. Thanks, Dad. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. If you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. I hope you're having a great time. I hope the weather is perfect wherever you're at. Okay? I'll see you soon.